Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
NFL, college, and a little bit on our Pistons. Let's get to the overreact, Jims.
Do you believe?
The Patriots are a Super Bowl contender. 7 straight wins, and it's not a bunch of patsies. They won at Buffalo. They won at Tampa. They have the number one run defense, a proven commodity at head coach, and a quarterback having a breakout season. He can make every throw.
A proven commodity at head coach, a proven commodity as play caller as well, and McDaniels. Back as OC, what is third stint with New England? So
works every time.
Yeah, I think Drake May is having a hell of a second season. He is in the conversation for MVP. But you go on the road and you win at the Bills. You go on the road and you win at Tampa. Yeah, they're certainly a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, they're a contender. They're going to be there. They might get home field. We'll see about that. Kind of depends on what Denver and the Colts do there. They're definitely the. I would say the favorite to win the AFC East at this point with their schedule. They could lose to Buffalo and still win it. They're 8th in total defense, 11th in total offense. Those are good numbers to be a contender. They're very balanced. They look like a little better version maybe of the Titans that Vrabel had with Tannehill. I think May is already better than Tannehill, but they don't have the run game with Derrick Henry. They're a contender. The Colts, Denver, and New England, we got to see what they do in the playoffs.
Yep. The NFC playoffs are set. Not the order, but the 7 teams. We have found our playoff teams.
So what are you going with?
So you have the Eagles, Packers, Lions, Rams, Seahawks, Bucks, and Bears.
Wait, say that again. Seahawks, Rams.
I'll slow it down. Eagles, as in the team that plays in Philadelphia. The Packers, Lions, Rams, Seahawks, Bucks, and Bears.
So I don't know that the Bears are going to be in. I'm not ready to count out the Niners. So I think you are 95% there. So I'm going to say this is an overreaction. There's still a lot of football to be played. I know the Bears have that easy schedule. And yeah, they look the part right now. But I'm not convinced that they're going to be a playoff team. They're at 6-3. San Francisco's at 6-4. Injuries have been a big part of the Niners, 6-4, you say struggles.
But those are injuries that are season ending in a lot of cases on defense.
Yes.
And they play in they both play in brutal divisions, but.
I'm just not saying, this is overreaction. It's not set yet.
Yeah, this is an overreaction. They're going to get Ayuk back, by the way, on offense. And they've played the Rams twice already. They've already played the Seahawks once. So the division games, their schedule's pretty easy, actually. I think they get to 10 or 11 wins. And I don't trust the Bears. I mean, again, yesterday they pulled one out of their butt. They seem to be getting a little bit of magic. And the Bears have to play the Packers twice at Minnesota. They play the Lions again. They play the Eagles again. That's hard.
The two teams will play one another end of December. Mm-hmm. Niners and Bears, Sunday Night Football. J.J. McCarthy is not ready to be an NFL quarterback. 9 has 6 interceptions in his 4 career starts. A couple ugly ones in a home loss over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's what did we say about him coming out? He was the one that needed the most time to develop, and he is still in that developmental time. He is not ready to be a starting quarterback. It's not an overreaction, even though we saw what we did. There can be moments where he hits Jefferson or he hits any number of those receivers, and he has a good game, but it's going to be a roller coaster. That is typical of a first-year starting quarterback who's only been out of college 2 years, and he was on the younger side to begin with.
So why does Anthony Richardson get more time than J.J. McCarthy? Look, for now, this is an overreaction. Every single thing's trending towards he's not going to be a good quarterback in this league. 53% completion percentage, that's a huge flag. Like, he probably can't ever get to 65, but I'm not going to write him off yet. He's played, four games?
I just say he's not ready right now. I didn't say his career ended yesterday.
Yeah.
But think about it. That offense is tailor-made to make any bum look good, and he can't get out of his own way.
They don't have a run game.
Right.
They're one of the worst rushers. They don't have a run game. They scored on a running play on the first drive of the game.
Jim, they're 24th in rushing in the NFL. That's not good. He has no support to have a balanced offense, so he's trying to play hero ball.
And he's thrown into double coverage down the field. I don't know what to tell you. He's not making good decisions.
Right. So the way I read it was J.J. McCarthy is not ready to be an NFL quarterback now. I mean, I'm putting in now, but you can't have a game like he did against Detroit and say he'll never be a quarterback. I think he can be, especially with O'Connell as his coach.
17 points coming on drive starting in Lions territory. He got that spoon fed to him. That's not going to be the case most weeks in the NFL. I think what we saw last week has been more of who he is.
How about that third down conversion to end the game?
That's a good throw.
Yeah.
Right. So I think he can be. It's just right now he's not.
I chase brown kids.
Okay. It's always a mood lightener.
That one down. Stafford is the MVP of the league. 25 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's the first player in NFL history to go 3 straight games with 4 or more touchdowns and 0 picks. His Rams have the best record in the NFC.
Most valuable player. I'm going to say maybe to this point of this part of the season, but I'm not necessarily picking him to be MVP this year. A guy that we just talked about, Drake May. 19 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Doesn't compare to the same numbers. Has a little bit more in the terms of passing yardage, but hasn't had his bye week yet. So he's got one more game than Matthew Stafford. Here's the thing. If New England could find a way to protect him, he's taken 35 sacks.
Yeah, I know.
That's remarkable. I think it's third or second most in the NFL right now, where Stafford's only been sacked 14 times. As a comparison, Goff, who we thought was getting completely ruined, has only been sacked 18 times. Now, it's more than we're used to, but if you're saying Stafford or the field, I'm still going to take the field.
Yeah, I don't think he is the MVP. I think he's second. I think the MVP is Jonathan Taylor. He has 1,139 yards. He's got 17 total touchdowns. But they're not going to allow a running back to win the MVP. But if you're asked, you stated this is the MVP, I don't think he is. I think it's Taylor.
You're the slob. You're the gross one. The Pittsburgh Steelers will miss the playoffs. Sneaky game on Sunday Night Football that I viewed as a playoff eliminator. Last night is an elimination spot. 30th in total offense for the Steelers, 26th on third down. Their offense has been bad all season long. They got to play the Ravens twice, who are alive. They've got games against the Lions and Bills, who are clearly better teams. The Steelers will miss the playoffs.
I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs. I think they'll be that 7th team that gets in. I think this is an overreaction right now because they're going to play the Bengals, the Bears. They'll have that head-to-head against the Ravens for the division. You already mentioned the Bills, but they also have the Dolphins, the Browns, the Ravens again. I think there's still a path for them getting in the playoffs. I'm not going to eliminate them yet.
This is not an overreaction. Steelers are done. That was disgusting last night. They just don't have they're in games and they compete because of the veteran presence, but they're all a bunch of dinosaurs at this point. I mean, Ramsey and Rodgers, you got Ladd McConkey lighting up Ramsey last night.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Do me. Texas A&M should be the number one team in the country. Resume includes a win over a top 10 team on the road, unlike Ohio State. They have the number one strength of record and have played a better strength of schedule than both the Hoosiers and the Buckeyes. They haven't played a home game in a month. They've just gone on the road and beat people down. They blew out Missouri, who was ranked this last weekend.
I'm going to say it's a bit of an overreaction right now. I wouldn't be upset if they were the number one team in the country. I think the number one team in the country should actually be Indiana. They also went on the road and beat number three team in Oregon. And so it's a little bit of, you know, apples and oranges. And what Illinois or what Indiana did against Illinois, who was ranked ninth at the time, that was a complete dismantling. And in fact, it pretty much ruined their entire season. They haven't been able to recover from that. When you're a team that can ruin other programs for the rest of the year, you're doing something right. So I'm gonna say Indiana should be number one.
Well, you mentioned
right
Indiana
now.
Just quickly. I thought James Franklin got fired. Didn't he?
He
does
did.
That look like a James Franklin loss on Saturday?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I know.
Remember they lost the COVID year to Indiana?
Yeah, so let me ask you this. Yep. In watching that game, who were you rooting for?
I wanted Penn State to pull the upset. I thought old college football returned in that game.
I did too, I was somewhat rooting for Penn State simply because what was James Franklin fired for?
Not
couldn't beat a top five team.
And right. If they do it immediately after firing him in that same season. Look, also, that last drive, Mendoza did not have a great game. That
no.
last drive, 2-minute drill, no timeouts, big throws in the face of pressure. I could have done without Gus Johnson declaring him the Heisman Trophy winner. I think that toe-to-toe showdown in a Big Ten title will have a lot more to say about it than that. But that was a fantastic finish on Saturday.
Right. No, I got us off track real quick. I'll say I'm still Ohio State's still the number one team. They're number one in total defense.
Grit. BYU will miss the college football playoff. That's right. The team that was undefeated going into this weekend is not going to make it. They started 9-0 last year before losing two. I could see the same thing happening here. They got TCU this week, which could get them, and they got to go two ranked Cincinnati, plus a potential rematch with Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game.
Yeah, I think they're out because I think the Big 12 is only going to get one team in. And so it's going to be Texas Tech.
This is not an overreaction. Yeah, they won't win out. If they play Texas Tech in a Big 12 championship game, it's in Dallas.
Yeah.
Right.
It says Mew Pistons will have home court in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. 8-2, winners of six straight. They're in first place in the conference right now. And Cade did it again, closing the door last night on the road against the Sixers. No Tobias, no beef stew. You got an MVP candidate leading this team, and they defend incredibly well, John.
I think we all want to say this is not an overreaction, but Cleveland, we saw what Cleveland did to them. I think Cleveland still is the team that can be that number one overall seed. So I'm going to say right now, this is an overreaction.
So wait, just clear. I'm sorry, I missed you. Is it number one seed or is it home court
in the first round? Which means
I thought you said number one seed.
I said they're currently the number one seed.
Oh.
Okay, so yeah, I don't. This is not an overreaction. I think the Pistons will get home court in the first round. Before the season, I thought they'd win 50 games. I think the one question here, I think the Cavs, Knicks, and Bucks are probably stapled into top three seeds. What are the Bulls?
Right.
I trust the Pistons more than the Bulls right now.
Okay, so yes, I do think they'll have home court in the first round.
Okay, that's all I'm saying right now.
Oh, I thought you said home court throughout, the number one overall seed.
No, I'll save winning the NBA
that's
championship
next
for next week. Overreactions 97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.